الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته يوم الدين. أما بعد, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. First, before we go for this detail, we need to make فضل العلم. How important the ilm in the life of the Muslim. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in Hadith Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه وارضاه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله طريقا له في الجنة. Whoever follow any way or any road, lead him to understand his deen, lead him to understand the fiqh, lead him to understand the Quran, lead him to understand sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will make an easy way for him to al-Jannah. Could you imagine about that? This means that if we don't have this chance in our life to enter the Jannah by the bonus which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give it to you, how are you going to enter? How are we going to enter the Jannah? SubhanAllah, if you don't enter the Jannah because of your parents, how are you going to enter the Jannah? If you don't enter the Jannah because of the ilm, the knowledge which Allah made it easy for you today, we are a better generation. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu arda, he traveled 1 month in the desert in his mule. Mule is not like an air conditioning bus or train or plane. Like 1 month in the desert to collect one single hadith. He heard one sahabi, he heard this hadith, so he traveled 1 month in the desert to collect. But what about us today? Internet is available, books are available, CD are available, the Quran translation are available, sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 6 book or the 9 books available for all of us in internet now today. And with that, we don't have time to read. Allah made it easy for us in the masjid to open these classes, and we understand and we grow up in the knowledge together. But people doesn't have any time for this. We prefer this dunya more than Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make all our heart to be busy by dhikrillah and the Quran and sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And more than that, look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Allah will make an easy way for you to al-Jannah. You're going to find this bonus. If you struggle for the ilm, you're going to find easy way. Could you imagine in a day? And we see the fire in everywhere, and this tremendous day, the day of the judgment. And the earth will be open, everything. Even the mountain will be like a cotton, like a piece of cotton to pass, like a cloud. Could you imagine about that? And you find Allah, He will put a way for you or guide you to a way to take you shortcut to Al-Jannah. Allah. Because of what? Because of the ilm. Because of the knowledge. Because without the knowledge, we will continue to be ignorant in this life. You will make a lot of error. You will make a lot of violations. Therefore, we need to give a time for the ilm. Don't I understand every one of you has to go to work. But when you open, at least when you come back home, open the internet and read. Read Tafsir al-Quran, read the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is the easy way. Because if you do that, Allah, number one, will make an easy way, shortcut to Al-Jannah. Number two, look what is the angel gonna do by the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then Allah, innal malaika latada'u ajnihataha li talib al-ilm. The angel will extend their wings for the talib al-ilm, the student, the one who is seeking the knowledge. Ridhan bima yasna, because they are so happy about what you did to struggle for your life in the ilm. So subhanallah, Abu Huraira, known among the Sahaba, he came from the later generation, he entered the Islam late. But what happened to Abu Huraira today? He's the most famous one narrate the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why Abdul Rashid? He loved the knowledge. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. Ibn Mas'ud, a short man. Short man, the Sahaba, when he climbed the tree and his legs was crooked. crooked, is not straight. And the Sahaba, when they saw him climbing the tree, they laugh about him. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ رِجْلِ إِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ. You are so wonder about the feet and the legs of Ibn Mas'ud. Wallahi, the feet and the legs of Ibn Mas'ud, it is heavy in the scale more than the mountains. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَرَكَ تَعَلَى الصَّيْدِ. Quality, quality. So we know some of the Sahaba, they did that, and they fight for that, inshallah ta'ala. وَإِنَّ طَالِبَ الْعِلْمِ لَيَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Number three, if you're seeking and struggle for ilm, student, the one who's seeking knowledge, what's going to happen? What Allah? Everything in the earth and heaven, seeking forgiveness for him. So what? And what? And the Prophet ﷺ ended the hadith, حَتَّى الْحِيْتَانُ في قاع البحر. Even the big fish, the whale, big fish deep in the ocean, seeking forgiveness for him. Allah, can we seek him for this knowledge? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu ardaa, known about riwayatul Islam, the one who narrates exactly the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muaz ibn Jabal قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلمكم بالحلال والحرام. The most one knowledgeable among the Sahaba of the halal and the haram, Mu'az ibn Jabal رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Zayd ibn Thabit أعلمكم بالفرائد. The most knowledgeable one of the law of inheritance, the most complicated topic in Islam, the inheritance topic, as we agree in our class. Ka'b, Ubay ibn Ka'b, أقرأكم بآيات الله عز وجل. أقرأ الأمة, the best reciter of Al-Quran in the Ummah of the Muslim. Who is this? Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu arda. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a dream. Saw a dream. Umar ibn al-Khattab, that Umar ibn al-Khattab, يُجَرْجِرُ ثَوْبَهُ جَرَّا. He pulled out his shirt. He saw it a dream, the Prophet ﷺ, that Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he pulled out hard his shirt. Then he said, when they told he told this dream to the companion, said, what is that meaning, Ya Rasulullah? He said, he will go and get the knowledge very deep. Allah. Very deep, inshaAllah ta'ala. We need to go for mubtilat, batil. As we agree and we discover before together, al-batil in Islam, if you avoid it, Allah will reward you. If you fail in falsehoods or forbidden, that means you have a punishment from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. طيب, let's we talk. We have a question today. Somebody prayed the salah and he discovered that his thawb, his clothes, his underwear is impure, najasa, carry najasa. For example, I meet my wife, and in the night, what did I do? I took my underwear with najasa without cleaning myself, because I sleep claiming I'm going to wake up for Fajr to take the shower. Most of us in the middle of the night, we don't want to go to the bathroom, Abu Rashid, to take shower. So what happened for most of us? We wear the clothes, and sometimes you are not clean. You did not go to the bathroom. You have right to do that, because the Prophet ﷺ did that. He met his wife and he did not go direct to the bathroom or to take a shower. We know that from the Sunnah. And he delayed until the Fajr. Until when he wake up for the Fajr, he went and he took the ghusl. I sleep, and when I wake up, I forgot totally. And I ran. And what did I do? I ran to the bathroom. I took shower, and I wear the same clothes, but I forgot that I met my wife, or something happened. I just took a shower, regular shower, but I wear the same clothes, and this clothes carry najasa. And I pray, I went to Sheikh Ali to the masjid with the impure underwear, for example, and I pray the Salat al-Fajr with the Jama'ah. My question to you: my salah is accepted or not accepted? As you know, in Islam, purification in three. Purification of your body. Your body has to be clean. Purification of your clothes. Your clothes has to be clean. Purification of the place which you pray. Somebody pray in a subway or in a station or anything, and maybe this area is not clean. We have to figure out and search which area is clean. Somebody working and he pray in a place has like garbage, and the garbage produce a lot of najasa all over, and I pray in this place. It's a condition to choose the pure place. But ya mujahid, I pray the fajr and my underwear wasn't clean, carry najasa, and I finish the fajr. What is the hukm? What is the rule in Islam? My salah is right, or I have to repeat my salah? Yeah. Remember I said I forgot. I did not remember at all. Like Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he woke up for fajr, he met his wife, but he forgot he met his wife last night. Right away he went and he renewed his wudu without taking shower, and he went to the masjid in Medina, masjid of the Prophet ﷺ. The great scholar Abdullah ibn Umar, who in the Medina nobody could proceed to the salah except Abdullah ibn Umar, faqih al-umma, and Ibn Abbas was behind him, but he's the one he led the salah. Abdullah ibn Umar, great scholar in Islam now, and he led the people the salah. And after he met his wife, and he did not take ghusl. And after he finished, he remembered, he said, Allahu Akbar, I did not take ghusl. I met my wife last night. What did he do? He did not order the people to repeat the salah, because you are free. The poor man, always the imam, he's the one responsible about the salah. A lot of people fighting to be imam. You see, that's why sometimes actually fighting, Ya Sheikh Abdullah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Ya Sheikh Sa'd, go ahead. Nobody like to imam, because you are responsible about the salah in the masjid, for all the people in the masjid. Now, and himself quietly, without telling anybody, he went and he took ghusl, full ghusl, and he repeated the salah only by himself. He forgot. But now if we come to the clothes, I prayed and my clothes wasn't clean. Caught some najasa. Can I repeat the salah? The jumhur ul-ulama, the majority of the ulama, they said no. If you forgot and your clothes is not clean and you break, don't repeat the salah. Why? We have the evidence in the Quran. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. Oh our Lord, don't charge us if we forgot, if we made what? Error without any intention. But somebody before he pray, he remember. Even in the middle of the salah, subhanallah, my clothes is not clean. What you should do? Come out from the salah. But if you did it, you ask Allah to forgive you about this error, about you forgot, about this nisyan, sahw in the salah. That's why the sahw in the salah doesn't violate your salah. But what you do, you could increase to sajda for the sahw, inshaAllah ta'ala. Mubtilatu salah. Tark fard min al fara'id. We know in the salah has fara'id. And for your information, brother, we don't favor anyone. All of the ulama are our imam. In Islam, it is like three. The fard carry three meaning. The fard. Anything in Islam, fard carry the same meaning. Fard, you call it fard. Or rukn, belur. Or fard, rukn, wajib. The three are the same thing in Islam, according to majority of Islam, except we have to be honest in the ilm, except Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. He said fard is different than the wajib. He divided the Islam to three sections. Number one is fard, number two is wajib, number three is mustahab, mandub, desirable. But the whole ulama, majority of the ulama of the Muslim, these three are one: fard, rukn, wajib. All of them together are the same for the majority, except in Hajj. We don't have time to speak about this today. So what happened is, as you know, the salah has furud, or rukn, or wajib. Number one, let's count it together. This fard and far and rukn came from Hadith Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as we mentioned it early in this class. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw a man, and we learned the Hadith of the Salah from this incident, when he saw a man praying with full ruku', with full sujood, he did not miss anything. And then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this man, this mentioned in Bukhari wa Muslim and all the other book of the hadith. The man came, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he finished his salah, he said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." Qala wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. The Prophet answered sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala salli fa innaka lam tusalli. Go and pray, because in a matter of fact he did not pray. The man he did once, twice, he came again. He go back and pray, because in a matter of fact he did not pray. Number three, same thing. And then after that the man he cleared it. قَالَ وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ, I swear Allah who send you the truth. إِنِّي لَا أُحْسِنُ أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, I cannot do better than this. عَلِّمَنِي, teach me. That is to be humble in Islam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to teach him how the fard in the salah is. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ارجع فأسبغ الوضوء. Go and perform correct وضوء. We saw the brother in the bathroom, boom one time, and the water never reach the elbow. Beware about. Sometime the water doesn't reach the heel, because you are in rush to catch the salah of Sheikh Abdullah. Right? So what happened is, so he did not perform right wudu. So أسبغ الوضوء, perform right wudu. And you know Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn, when they came to the old man, it's not because of the seniority. You don't have embarrassed. Sheikh Ali or anybody or Mujahid here are Shaiba. They are senior in Islam. But if I see the truth, I have to correct him, and he has to correct me too. So what happened? Al-Hasan al-Husayn, they saw an old man performing wudu. Then they came to him, Al-Hasan al-Husayn, told him, "My uncle, wallahi, me and my brother, we fighting together for who is the one who perform good wudu. So we going to make wudu, me and my brother, and you make your judgment which one has carried the right wudu." Then after both of them, he said, "Wallahi, both of you, you did wudu. This is a message for me. May Allah reward you, because you show me the right wudu." Politely, without harming the people, without extremist action in Islam. So therefore, the Prophet ﷺ told them, go and perform right wudu. Number two, ثم استقبل, this is rukn, condition, wajib, fard. ثم استقبل القبلة, you have to face yourself to القبلة as much as you could. القبلة, if you are in a desert, you are in a place and you don't have any guidance, stand up and make the sun in your back, and make the sun to be in your left ear, behind your left ear. That's your قبلة. Estimate it. We cannot do it. So here is a watch. What I have to do, I have to make this watch in my left ear, and in the opposite side, it will be your qibla. That is actually what we can learn now. Qibla are fard. Anybody discover after that, or he knows, say, you know, ya akhi, forget about the Sheikh Mustafa, Sheikh Abdullah, forget, ya akhi, subhanallah, let me, I'm going to break this area, this side here, and the right side here. We tell him what, your salah is what? Denied, battle. You cannot do it. Number three, some people actually, they walk, the brother asked me a couple of days ago, he told me, I'm traveling to Jersey every day. Can I pray in the bus? I told them, yes, there's no problem. You pray in the bus from the symposium, and Stephanie in your right, and Caroline in your left, and Mike and John in your, and subhanallah, what kind of salah this? What kind of salah this? Yaqi, wait until you get off from the bus, or combine the salah before you leave. If you going to leave, to lose the fard on time, so what you have to do, combine. So for example, I'm going to lose the asr, and if I'm taking the bus, it's 4 o'clock, whatever it is, and the asr, if I reach my house, it will be maghrib. So we tell the brother, hey, combine your salah with after the dhuhr in advance, better than you losing the dhuhr, unless you have power to take the grab the driver of the bus and tell him, stand up, I need to make my salah, Sheikh Ali. He told him, I cannot do that. He said, you have to, other way, I'm going to hijack you. So, subhanAllah. So, you cannot do that. So, qibla are very important. Number three, qira takbiratul ihram. Allahu Akbar for takbiratul ihram. Anybody enter the salah without takbiratul ihram? And he finished all the salah. Can we tell him your salah is accepted? No salah will be accepted. No salah. Therefore, we warn the brothers sometimes. They came to catch the rak'ah. They run to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. To catch the rak'ah with the imam. I'm asking you the question. The takbirah which you said, Allahu Akbar. This is takbira to ihram or this takbira to go for ruku'ah. You know, if you the imam moving from the standing position to go for ruku'ah, you have to say what, Ya Abu Rashid? Allahu Akbar. So when you enter the masjid in rush, so they tell me now, billahi alayki, you have your intention is very important. Allah, he knows. If this is takbira to ihram or the takbira to move to ruku'ah. That's what you have to do. You have to understand. So you owe Allah two takbira. Standing position completely. Allahu Akbar. The imam is in ruku'ah. You want to catch the ruku'ah now. When you catch the ruku'ah, what you should say? Allahu Akbar. To move from standing position to ruku'ah position, you must say Allahu Akbar. And you have to say that. And I think the time and the table of the food, of the ilm, is always very short time, and we need a lot of time to eat and enjoy the meal. But I owe you to complete. We're going to have a lot of complicated area. Muslim need to pray Tahiyyatul Masjid and Sunnatul Zuhr before the Zuhr Raka. Can I combine the niyyah? Muslim who after Ramadan, for example, he has to fast 6 days. This is nafila. And he lost 2 days in the month of Ramadan. Can he combine the niyyah? This is to fast that day, 6 days, with the double intention, fard and nafila together, and he have the same reward. Can he do that? The Muslim who making ghusl in the day of al-jum'ah, can he combine the niyyah to make the ghusl for jum'ah and ghusl for janabah? We use his wife, we will see the differences between you combine the niyyah fard and nafila, or nafila and nafila, or sunnah and nafila. Can we do that? We will go through all of this, inshallah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to help us, inshallah ta'ala, to understand the Islam. I will give you, but after that, make dua, inshallah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to teach all of us. Allahumma arin haqqaqna wa rizqna tiba'a, wa arin al-batil batil wa rizqna ijtinaba. Allahumma ya Rabbi, alimna ma alamta bihi kathiri min khalqik, waj'alna min al-rashidin, waj'alna min al-ladina yastami'una qawla fattabi'una ahsana. Allahumma ansur Islam wa izzal muslimina fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi kulli makan. Allahumma alim fadlika kalimatay al-haq wa al-din. اهدي أولاد المسلمين ونساء المسلمين وشيوخ المسلمين وارحمنا فأنت بنا راحم يا مولانا. اللهم لا تعذبنا وأنت بنا راحم. اغفر لنا ذنوبنا صغيرها وكبيرها يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم يا رب العظيم أزدنا ولا تنقصنا، وبارك لنا يا رب في أولادنا، وبارك لنا في أزواجنا. اللهم يا رب ارزقنا على البلاء جسدا صابرا، واجعلنا من أهل الجنة، وقنا عذاب القبر، وقنا عذاب النار، وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله. جزاكم الله خير. سبحان الله وحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. تفضل يا أخي.
If you come in a masjid, like you come, for example, late, you know, and like I come onto the masjid, so the first line is full, you know, it's full, I can't get in. And if I pray by myself in the back, it's kind of a little, some people
say, Jazakallah khair, I got it, inshallah.
And can you touch a brother to come back?
Yeah, barakallah fi. To combine. Jazakallah khair, I got it, inshallah ta'ala. Yeah. Your brother, he asked about the line, to build a new line. He entered the masjid and he did not find a space for him in the first line or the second line. So what did he do? Can he build a line by himself, a single? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا صلاة لمفرد. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in Bukhari, there is no salah for a single one. But the people doesn't understand the hadith. Can I build the third line Because the first line and second line is full. Can I build the third one by myself and pray? The answer is yes. The point is your salah will be denied, will be not accepted. If you find a space in the first or line or second line and you ignore it, and because you are lazy, you don't want to go in the back of the line and you build the third one by yourself, that is the Prophet ﷺ's hadith. You cannot start a new line unless the full line or the second line or the third line are full. Other way, I don't find, I wait, I'm going to lose the salah. And the imam is so and so, and nobody came in the masjid. Because some people, some ulama say, wait for another one to come and join you with the salah. La. The authentic and the sahih to start a new line, because the first line and second line are completed completely. You don't have a space. You could build, where you build the line? From just behind the imam. You started the third line. Now, can you do that? And because some of the ulama said, you know, pull out somebody from the first line in the front of you. What about this brother? He said exactly, because it happened with me. I tried to take someone and he pushed me like this. I told him easy, and he pushed me. In the end, I got about exactly one box in my face. Then I started by myself. If you do that, you have to figure out who is a knowledgeable one in the line to cooperate with you. But you come to a person who doesn't have this idea at all, I think you're going to be fighting, you're going to lose one of your eyes. So subhanAllah, just be careful about that. But you are allowed, without taking somebody from the first line or in the front of you, you are allowed to build the third one because you have no space. The Prophet, when he mentioned the hadith, if you start your own line single by yourself while you have a space available for you, that means your salah will be denied. You cannot pray for this.
But brother, can you, when a person moves, some people say the person that moves, he loses salah also. That's what they.
Why he loses his salah?
That's what
La yaqi, he doesn't lose his salah. Understand. Allah rewarded him twice. His salah, and because he liked to help you to build that.